This is the Merrickville Catch-Up Podcast.
Make sure you never miss a thing.
Download the Merrickville Catch-Up from the Triple M app.
Where am I? Welcome to Merrickville.
And welcome to the very last Merrickville, Sydney. This is the final show for the year. The Ashes kicks off tomorrow. Triple M will have all the courage. So I'm pissing off on my own career early.
Last one, Merrick.
Classic Watts. 2 hours of power, minus the power. 2 hours of stuff over the next 2 hours. No co-host with me today. You guys are my co-host. You can call in any stage and have a chat if you want. 133353. The phones are still on. But we'll be playing a couple of highlights, a couple of... not a highlights pity reel.
Nah.
Boring. I don't like that stuff. I'm not having a pity party.
Nah.
This is a celebration.
Absolutely.
As I go off to have my sex change. As I go off to have a change.
I think it's called transition.
Career.
It's career transition.
It's not the way I do it.
Next, we're going to hear the amazing song that audio producer Maddie, who is an absolute gun, has been putting together for you. But I'll put together some own music for the sort of farewell stuff.
Goodbye, my lover.
Are you trying to make me
Goodbye,
cry?
My friend.
Not at all. I'm just.
You have been the one.
Just getting some music ready.
You have been the one for me. Goodbye.
Who's that? Is that James Blunt?
Goodbye, my friend.
Why do people cry over this stuff?
You have been the one for me.
No, I'm sorry. I feel nothing. I feel nothing from that.
I've got some more.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I'll save them.
See if you can make me cry today, okay. Liam. Great to have your company, Sydney. Last show today before I get kicked out of here. Actually, I'm hoping that I'll be asked to leave and somebody will come along and they'll escort me from the building. But given the resources here at Triple M, somebody will probably just wave to me and they go, see you tomorrow, Miz. And I go, no, I won't be coming back. And they go, oh, okay.
Oh, we got to deactivate his pass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I'm going to miss most. I've got to put that in my goodbyes. The thing I'm going to miss most. The thing I'm going to miss most is my parking pass.
Oh, now you have to pay for parking in Sydney like everyone else.
I can't deal with that. I'm getting actually quite emotional about this.
Hey, we're about to hear the amazing song that Maddie, Gunn audio producer, has put together to celebrate your final show. But I just wanted, I've got another farewell song for you maybe.
Okay.
Nah. Nothing?
Nah.
Okay.
Sorry.
I've got some more.
If you've got some in you in there, I'll probably break. I'll probably snap and begin to cry.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a shattered man today. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit of a trade secret here. I'm so hungover today. It is frightening. We went out last night. We had a show. Moonman and I and Becky Lucas did a show at the Comedy Store. It was hilarious. It was a lot of fun. Got pretty McMunted afterwards. And there was an incident with some police and traffic. I don't want to go into the story. Moon Man was there. Anyway, whatever. And then, no, I was arrested. But, I stayed up drinking till I don't know what time.
Yeah. And we're going to get to it after 5 o'clock, but you've broken Sasha Tannock.
I didn't get out of bed until PM today. I'm not even joking. It was not AM when I was out of bed.
There's a lot of people, and at any point during the show, 123353, give us a call if you want to, share a bit of a Mez story. We know the listeners of this show have got amazing, they've got Metallica stories, they've got AC/DC stories. If you've got a Mez story you want to share with us, give us a call.
Far out. Are you sure you want to do that?
Absolutely.
Am I sure you want to do that?
You don't get a say in it today. Mark in Kingsgrove has already called through.
If you're the police I saw on Cleveland Street last night, give me a call.
Mark, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. I'm very good.
How are you? Okay.
I'm sad.
Hi, Mark. What was that?
I'm sad, but I'm good. Mate, this has been the best year ever of afternoon radio. You guys have been so loose. It's been some different kind of goose.
Mark, I will say this. I absolutely resound with those sentiments because... I think that this has been the loosest show on radio in Australia for a very long time. I can't think of another show that gets away with as much as this show, and it has been a delight to work on. And I've worked in radio for 20 years, which is why I'm putting a full stop on it at the end of this year. But I can honestly say the last 12 months have possibly been in my top 3 years of everything I've done on radio.
Yeah, well...
Maybe four. Maybe seven. It's definitely in the top 10.
For my money, it's been the absolute best year. All your mates coming in, And they've actually shown what kind of comedian you actually are.
An ordinary one. I understand. Yes, you're right, Mark. They've shown me for the hoax that I am.
Mark, thank you very much for calling in.
Good on you, champ.
Now, Mez, this is our audio producer, Maddie, who we don't... doesn't see a lot of spotlight on the show, but he's an absolute superstar.
He's a gun.
Has been working his absolute ring off to get this ready for you today.
Okay.
This is a tribute.
What is it?
This is a song in tribute to you and this past and Merrickville, the show.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to love this.
It's been 1 year here in Merrickville. Good to listen when traffic's at a standstill. One day till you're off the air, then our legal team can start sighing with despair. Gotta try a stand-up comedy, and maybe if you love you, a little bit of acting. Can we say, for once sincerely, we wish you the best for your future, Watsy. Holy shit, it's been 20 years that you've been on air. Let's take a look at all the memories. From Triple J, Triple M over and over, then I stayed upstairs at 2 to 8. Radio insanity. Shut down our radio station. You thought Russell meant the light switch. At Nova played the first hits along with Kate Ritchie, but we still know her as Sally. In 2016 you got pudgy, did some sit-ups, looked so glamorous, you got onto the cover of a magazine. Amazingly you kept the weight off even after you invented a big chandelier entirely for soaking me. We can't help it if we're gonna get a little sad, thinking back at the times that we've all had. If you don't succeed at stand-up comedy, maybe you can work at 2GB with Jonesy. You have a tendency to carry on endlessly, you have a history of losing your shit. It's been 1 year here in Merrickville. We're shocked there hasn't been a leadership spill. 1 year at Today FM. Better not to talk about that experiment. 5 years till you're working smooth. You realize you can't see Richie Wilkins' face move. Can we say, here at Triple M, we wish you the best for your future, Watsy.
It's not about how good I am, or is it?
Yes.
You made it to Duck and 90 Meats Plus Chicken. Had a small bite and your heart stopped ticking. Caught an arrow with your bare hand. You felt like Superman. We're glad you didn't go to hospital. Russell Crowe came in with a small bruise from fighting Tom Cruise. Probably because he caught him. In 2012, you made a barbecue, a flame glue in the boot, and you invented the term Logan porn. We're gonna brace ourselves for next year when you're not here if it's quiet or already, unless we see you on the TV screen. To tell the truth, we've made a move already. Can we tell you? You've been replaced with Mick Malloy and Jane Kennedy. We miss the times that you came in here and Sudafed. Took to the eyeballs when you should have been in bed. It's as risky when the guest is Lawrence Mooney. Can't understand how Turnbull hasn't sued him. We had a tendency to watch you both nervously. We're just wondering how he kept a job. It's been 1 year here in Merrickville. When you started, we had just lost Barry. 5 days in, we had a woman sit with me slowly, Gladys Barry quickly in. 3 years in the afternoons, driving the ends, we think you're leaving too soon. Can we say, really sincerely, we wish you the best for your future, Watsy. We know your acting has improved considerably. Since that time you got shot on Underbelly.
Oh, good.
We'll see you back here when you've got no money.
I will say this in 100% genuine. That is the singularly best package I've ever heard made. And that will, I guarantee you, that it's going to be a contender for winning an ACRA award, which is the Commercial Radio Awards. Mm. And the irony, of course, is that I won't be there to accept it. Maddie will get the glory. Yes. Maddie, that is, I know you're listening, mate, that is just exceptional.
And a shout out to Will, who sang it, who sang the lyrics for us from Maddie. Hey, 1-3-5-3.
Imagine if we had that quality on the show every day. That would be incredible. Imagine if I got to that standard. You can only dream.
1-3-3-5-3. If you've got a Merrick Watts story from over the years, if you've encountered Mez at an event, if you've seen him on the streets after a few drinks, any
filters,
we want to hear your Mez stories. 1-3-3-5-3. Merrick's sweating. I think it might be the booze.
Filters. Merrickville here on Triple M. You know what that song is? Wicked. Stone Temple Pilots. Classic.
That's what about this one?
What are you doing, mate? Who's that?
Boys to Men.
What are they doing? Stop that. That's not fun. I want to have a great last day at work. You're ruining it badly. All right, Liam, you set this up. This is on my run sheet today.
Well, yeah, basically.
Mez stories.
Well, as we know, our listeners, they are the real co-hosts, the stars of this show, and they have been over the life of Merrickville. Sorry to take credit away from yourself. But we can throw out something as innocuous as the band Metallica, and they will come back to us with stories. So we've opened it up today. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us your Mez story.
This is so concerning.
And the phones have gone nuts.
So concerning.
So first up, we've
figure
got
on the dump button line.
We've got Matt from Marrickville. Matt, what's your Mez story?
Okay, fellas, how you going?
Good, mate. All right, fire away.
I'm still trying to get over the fact you left last time. We were left with that rubbish show with Matt Chilli and someone else. Can't remember what that was, but
Jesus.
Bloody hell. Hopefully. Anyway.
Sorry, in a couple of years, people will be saying that about this show.
Yeah. No, I doubt that. No, Merrick, I remember, I think it was the first time that the Pies played the Giants at Spotless and you were there. And,
yes.
I was there with a couple of footy lads and we were on the Cairns and you had a couple and it gave you a bit of a gob for me. You were good about it, you know. Got a couple of photos with us, had a chat for about 15, 20 minutes. It's just one of those guys that just, you know, one of the people, Mary. That's why everyone loves you.
Mate, what you're saying is I get drunk in public a lot. And you are sadly very correct, Matty. Mate, thank you very much. I hope to see you again at the footy another time.
Now we've got Jason from Milperra. Jason, what's your Mez story?
Yeah, g'day, Mez. I remember when Triple M put this event on it. What was the Lowenbrow in the Rocks?
Yes.
Hosted by yourself, truly. And you sat at our table for hours talking cars and good stuff, and we all had such a great time, and you kept slipping us a few extra Stein vouchers, and I'm pretty sure we stayed back with you for a few hours and drank quite a belly full to the point where I don't remember how I got home, mate. But it was the best time ever.
Have I done anything for anyone that wasn't drinking in public?
I was only just about 18 or 19 at the time, so you really introduced me well, and I can't thank you enough.
I'm so glad he was 18.
Thank you, Jason. I know. Imagine he said, I was only 16.
16 at the
and
time.
Then he gave me a pill and I got sleepy.
Now, there's a theme brewing here, and it's a theme around alcohol, and we're going to explore it after 5 o'clock as well because you broke an unused read of Sasha Tannock. But first, we've got Nancy in Mount Druitt. Nancy, what's your Mez story?
Hi, Nance.
Hey, how are you going? It's actually not a story. Just to say that we're going to miss you, and it's going to be the worst travel time going home. It's going to be really sad. I can see that now.
You'll be right. Honestly, you'll forget about
me. No, yeah, you're the only person that makes us laugh while we're stuck in traffic. Everyone else makes us cry.
Well, Nancy, good news for you. Yeah. Mez is actually going to be driving an Uber next year,
yes.
So if you can just book him.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to
get a CB radio and I'm just going to broadcast through that.
I'll just be talking and there'll be no production,
yeah.
No planning. It will be very similar to this
show. Yeah.
Yes, there we go. Thank you, Nance. Lovely, lovely to speak to you.
Ian in Cumberland Ridge. Ian, what's your Mez story?
Mez, I'm going to miss you, champ, and home, but, mate, I am going to totally miss your back announcing of songs, Mez.
Yes.
Every second of it.
Mate, 20 years... In 20 years, I've only been able to back announce songs in about the last 6 to 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And
I know that.
And the thing is, I'm so bad at it, but everyone here's gone, oh, he's going soon, don't worry.
Yeah.
why tell him now? There's no point.
We've had record companies asking, please
just
stop Merrick back announcing our bands.
Stop him encouraging Australian music? He's hurting it. Oh, Ben DeFanny's written a song. That's a wicked song. Thanks, mate. Thanks for your input, Merrick.
We've got time
up.
For one more call here. Ian from Campbelltown, what's your Mez story?
Yeah, hi. Mez, I've actually followed you for quite some time. From when you used to be on another channel with Russo.
Yep.
And,
which one was that? I've been in a few, mate.
Nova.
Yep, no. Okay. Good
and,
on you.
And you guys did a topic about narcotics, and on that day, you actually put me on air, and we had a discussion. That discussion was actually heard by my family, where I actually got cleaned up. So I wanted to personally thank you for that, because if it wasn't for that call that day, my family wouldn't have known, and I'd probably be dead.
Ian, I remember that. I remember that. That wasn't that long ago. That was about maybe 10 years ago or something?
Yes, that is exactly correct, yeah. I now have two beautiful girls.
Oh,
so thank you.
Ian, I can't tell you. I love laughs, and I don't like to get too morose or serious and stuff, but you got to understand that, like, in this job, laughs, you know, you do it every day, and it's I never take it for granted, but if you can ever get in a position where you ever help someone, it's heartwarming, mate. You've got me on the edge of my seat, literally. To think that I've helped a person is always, you know, an incredibly complimentary thing. And the fact that, you know, because when you said you know, you're talking about narcotics. I went, oh, shit, did I give Ian those narcotics? That's why I thought it was going to go.
Yeah. But no, thank you so much.
To see that you've got a family, that you've cleaned yourself up and that you're living life to the fullest, mate, that has made my year. Thank you.
Well done, Miss. Here comes the
money. Sorry, I think you've forgotten the bit where you give me some money.
Because someone has to pay Merrick's salary. Here's a word from our sponsor.
G'day, this is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Ah, thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. That song makes me a little bit sad almost, Lane.
Does it?
Yeah.
What about this? I wanna see you out that
door, baby. Bye. What's that? Is that Justin Timberlake?
Yeah,
I got that one. Was that when he was in the band or was that when he was... What was the band called?
NSYNC.
Rough. It is the final day of Merrickville today, and I don't want to play. I'm not going to play a whole lot of highlights and best ofs and stuff like that. I don't really believe in that, and I also don't believe in pity parties.
And there aren't that many.
There is actually so few. we couldn't fill an entire break. It was a bit
Why
sad.
Do you think I'm playing Justin Timberlake songs?
Yeah, just to pad it out. I understand that entirely, Len. But one thing that a lot of people over the years have talked to me about was actually another character that was on this show. Mm-hmm. And it was one of my great pleasures to write comedy for somebody who hadn't been on air before, had no experience on air, hadn't done comedy, and just took to it and got it. And her name, of course, was Bree.
Mm.
Now, Bree used to work here at Triple M.
Part of the great promotions team.
Yeah, until she, realised how great the outside world was. And
somebody offered her a paying job.
That's right. Yeah. She got money.
Yeah.
And so she left. But she used to play the part of Crystal.
Yes.
Now, I wrote a thing about the plebiscite, the marriage equality plebiscite.
Mm.
It must have been last year.
Well, this is when it had just been announced that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so there was a bit of misunderstanding or there was some confusion over what exactly a plebiscite was.
That's right. So we went to Crystal, who was literally our crystal ball. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Merlin.
Merlin was a sorcerer. Never mind. Tell us, what do you know about the plebiscite?
Well, Auntie Janine had a pretty bad case in her front bum. So she made Troy go to the chemist to get her this cream, but Troy was like, I'm not buying vaginal...
Hang on a sec. No, Crystal, I'm talking about the plebiscite when the nation is asked to vote on an issue.
Oh, yeah. What's the plebiscite for again?
Yeah, it's for marriage equality.
Oh, that's right. Is that still a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Get with the program, politics. There's a new iPhone 7 out and you're still telling people how to get married? Lame. All right, so a plebiscite is simple. The government makes everyone vote on just one question.
And then they follow the direction of the majority?
Not necessarily. You see, it's still at the government's discretion as to whether they follow the majority vote, which is why Tit Shorten once invited in Parliament. That and the fact that it is offensive to the LGBT community and people who believe in fairness, and that marriage equality is not seen as a basic human right and passed as a procedural reform.
Okay. But you could argue that marriage equality plebiscite doesn't affect those in the public who don't have an opinion either way.
Well, when you consider that to conduct a plebiscite for an issue that has already been resolved by the world's leading nations, it would cost the taxpayer $160 million. That's enough money to feed, clothe and shelter 15,000 homeless Australians. Maybe we do need to have a plebiscite to decide if that's a waste of money.
Well said, Crystal.
Thanks, Durbin.
It holds up.
It does.
Yeah.
That's actually, it's very rare that I hear my own work and go, geez, that's good. That's good enough to have been written by somebody else.
Mm.
That's how I felt about that.
Yeah. Crystal will be missed.
Speaking of professionals, somebody has joined me for the last day of Merrickville, even though you should be at home, Sasha
Tanik.
Somebody
who's a little bit broken.
You look a bit green, not well. What's going on?
Oh, Mez. Mez. Seriously.
Is this the worst hangover you've ever had?
Oh, 1,000%. I've never, ever felt this bad.
Who would make you drink that much?
Oh, man, I just can't think.
Okay, we'll peel
I
back the curtain.
I actually can't talk.
Okay, we went out last night and we had a few drinks.
Saw your show, which mm-hmm. was great.
Thank you. It was good fun. And then we celebrated by drinking everything. And then a small group of us said, let's have a nightcap at my place.
Because that's always a good idea after.
And Sash, you left my house at around about, I don't know, something o'clock.
Yeah.
In the
and woke up fully clothed this morning.
And now you're not
in
feeling...
my own bed.
That's an upside though, because Maddie, our producer, woke up fully naked. So
oh, okay, yeah.
He did too. He did too. Maddie woke up fully naked
at Merrick's house.
I just woke up with absolutely no memory at all.
I think we celebrated for all the listeners.
Good.
Speaking
good
of celebrating for all the listeners, we've been getting inundated with tweets at Merrickville FM. Abe sent in, Mez, I podcast your show every day, and every day you help me endure the ball ache that is Sydney traffic. So, Abe, thank you for that message. Ryan Girdler just texted in to say congrats, Mez, and best of luck moving forward.
Who's that?
Oh, he does a little bit of footy stuff with us.
You're the coffee guy?
Yes, the coffee guy.
Thanks, Gerds. Go to Gerds Grind. It's an excellent cafe.
It's called Girdless.
Whatever. I haven't actually been there, but he's told me it's excellent.
Sasha.
I'm just
going
to put the bin a little bit on the microphone.
Sasha legitimately has just put a bin up on the desk in case.
In case we don't quite get through the end of this.
I woke up, it was midday when I got out of bed, and I had two toasted cheese sandwiches. And then
don't
I just went,
talk about food.
Oh, that was so good. And then I just went, oh. And I said to my wife, I think I might have broken myself.
I haven't even managed water.
Okay. Well, let's see how you manage the news, Sash.
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah, Uber has admitted to paying hush money to hackers who stole the personal information of 57 million customers and drivers around the world last year. They shelled out more than $100,000 to delete the names, email addresses and phone numbers, along with the license details of 600,000 US drivers who weren't even told about it. Two senior staffers have been shown the door. Can you tell I'm actually having trouble speaking?
Yes, I can tell.
Okay.
You know what? Don't look down at the page for too long.
Yeah, okay.
Don't over-concentrate.
The room's spinning. Also, in politics today, it does feel a bit like Groundhog Day with a ninth politician caught up in the dual citizenship saga. Senator Skye Kokoschke-Moore, who's part of Nick Xenophon's team, will resign from federal parliament after finding out she's inherited British citizenship from her mother.
Skye Kokoschke, what is it? That name makes me, trying to pronounce it, makes me feel a bit green.
I'm not going to say it again.
This is like vomit bingo. It feels like playing vomit bingo, doesn't it?
So does. Yeah. And in sport, the Socceroos are without a coach. Ange Postecoglou announcing he's calling it quits this morning, saying he just thinks it's the right time. The veteran of 49 internationals has decided not to stick around for next year's World Cup, admitting he's so far, what did he admit? He found it hard to tell the players.
I'll contact them all today at some point and reach out to all of them. But yeah, I'll be looking on from afar. I'll be their biggest supporter, and I've got no doubt that come Russia, they're gonna do some damage.
Okay,
I used to be a professional.
You still are, Sash.
Mm. Wow,
you still are.
We are gonna miss you, Mez. Right now, I can't really think about it.
You're not feeling very well. I understand. I'll let you go. There is a couple of hangover cures that people swear by, and we've talked about them on the show. Some people say, you know, have lemonade, still lemonade. Have a warm tuna milkshake.
Oh, stop it.
That will... it's a celebration. Oh, forget about me. This is sad. This is a sad song. I'm not going to cry. But... Don't you forget about me. I really liked Molly Ringwald in that movie a lot. I was a teenage boy. I was having feelings. Feelings I could understand, but I couldn't control. I don't want to go into details.
Hey, again, still lots of love coming for you and for the show through on social media, Mez. Scotty M just tweeted in that he's going to miss the show. It's been awesome. But that news update with Sasha Tannock then was absolute gold. Well, good news, Scott, because there's another one coming up in 5:30.
Yeah, and at the top of 5, in about just over 10 minutes' time, we're actually going to talk about severe hangovers and why Sash is so sick. Mm. And let's
be honest, you're not exactly, you know, at your best at
I'm
the moment.
Flying now.
You're struggling.
I've, you know what I've got? I've got that thing where you get really weird in your head because you're hungover and you say really crazy shit.
Mm.
But because I've had heaps of caffeine, I'm like, oh, I'll bounce back. I'm going to crash so badly. Like in about an hour and a half's time, I'm just going to be a mess. I'll probably get into Slater position and just cry.
And you're also operating
You're going to have to rock me, Graham. You're going to have to rock me to sleep.
You're also operating under zero risk as well because
literally today I was thinking, should I drop the F-bomb?
I would have to dump that.
Yeah, but I'd do it. I know the tricks, Liam. I work in radio. Yeah. 20 years. I'd drop the F-bomb, you dump it, and then I'd go, oh, sorry, that was an accident. Then I'd come back and just drop it real hard. I've thought about this. 5 to 6 this evening, F-bomb. If you want to hear one on the radio,
that will not
it's
be
going
happening.
To be a classic. Speaking of classics, well, it's not really at all. It's just something I wrote earlier.
Apparently, he's got a big announcement he wants to share with us. So,
remember the last time he wanted to share something with us?
I cannot believe he pulled it out in the office like that. That is so inappropriate.
To be fair, it did look like Katie Lane.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for your time. Look, I'll keep this brief. Guys, I'm leaving Merrifield Council to pursue my dream as a yabby farmer.
You've been sacked for misappropriation of funds, haven't you?
Correct.
Well, you will be sorely missed. Can I have your Nespresso machine?
No. Hang on a second. Are you crying?
No, I was using drugs earlier. I have no emotional feelings towards you whatsoever.
Okay.
Well, it's been a hell of a ride, man. We're certainly going to miss you around here.
What? I assumed that if I was leaving, that you'd want to leave as well.
What? No. Just because you're going doesn't mean our careers here are finished.
Ooh.
What have you done?
Well, I thought we were a team and teams stick together, so I wrote and handed in your resignations.
You what? That is totally inappropriate. We'll just have to inform them it was a mistake and that we'll be staying on.
Yeah, not after what I wrote.
What? Let me see. To whom it may concern, this job is f***. You can jam your shit job up your ass. I'm never coming back. Love from Liam. P.S. Go f*** yourself.
It is well written, I give you.
You are not taking us down with you.
Yeah, I'm not going down on anyone. I mean for anyone.
We are staying right here in this building.
Yeah, I'd think about that.
What's that smell? That's smoke and petrol. Did you set fire to the Merrickville Council?
Well, if I can't have it, no one can.
There is a childcare centre in this building.
Oh, that's right. Call the fire brigade and tell the cops it was Salim Mahaja. I'm flying to Ecuador. It's been fun. Thanks.
You're listening to Merrickville here on Triple M, and normally Sash would be in the news booth for this bulletin, but we've brought you in here because we've got a bin that you can have in front of you because...
I feel safer with it, a bit close...
If you've just tuned in, Sash has one of the worst hangovers. Would you say it's top five?
Oh, it's absolutely top.
The worst hangover you've ever
had. Absolutely the worst hangover I've ever had.
But you're drinking with me and I feel completely fine.
No, you don't.
Sure
no,
you do.
I don't. No, you
no,
don't.
I don't. I've just had enough coffee and adrenaline to cover for it, but I'm feeling a little bit seedy. Sash, I'll let you do your news and then we're going to have a bit of a chat more about hangovers.
Sash doesn't have news to do.
No,
we just.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's got like news stuff in front of her.
No, that's for 5:30.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Did you not just hear Siobhan do the news?
No, I didn't. I was busy talking about myself. That's what I do.
No, we brought Sash in.
Did Siobhan have to do the news?
No, Siobhan was on to do the news anyway, Merrick.
Don't draw attention to it, Mez. I'm here, aren't I?
Wow.
I'm here.
But
I only came in here.
Sasha
for
did.
You.
She dragged herself
out of
bed.
I know,
I'm
so grateful. But
for
you're not,
you, Merrick.
Oh, that's.
You have officially broken me.
We've broken Sasha Tanik.
So we went out last night. And a big group of us from here, from Triple M, and we had a show. Then we went
for your show, yeah.
Yeah,
that
and
was
then
great.
It was
very good.
Fun. Then we had a few drinks, and then we had a few more drinks, and then we went back to my place, and Sash and I drank half a bottle of gin.
We don't.
Was it?
It was about
I'll take your word
gin.
For it, okay.
You threw some of it across the floor of the house, but most of it you seemed to consume. And then we had the winner's drink of Frangelico.
I don't
that was
even
my
drink
idea.
Frangelico.
I hate the stuff. I don't like it.
Seriously, we're just making our way through your liquor cabinet.
I was just
we?
Like, oh, that's what it was. I was just like, you know what? Sash would want one of these.
Oh.
No one likes that drink, mate. That's why it's been there for 15 years. Okay. So you're a bit hungover today. You've got a bin in front of you just in case you spew.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you a story, and I don't know if I've ever, I don't think I've told this on air before, but this was a turning point in my career. And this is, you know, obviously my last day on radio, but this was actually about the first day I actually got a proper job in radio.
Mm.
Russell and I were on tour in, and we're staying at the Harold Park Hotel, staying above the venue where we were performing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was our first day of the tour. We just arrived and we got absolutely McHammered, like next level.
First day, wow.
Next day I woke up and I had pretty bad alcohol poisoning. But this day, the next day when I was hungover, we had been asked to come into Triple J to go on the drive show. And it was kind of a big deal. We'd never been on that show before. And it was a really big deal for us to go on there and promote our live shows.
And actually speak.
Yep. Mm. So we woke up and I was just vomiting uncontrollably. And it was, sorry, Sash, I know that doesn't help, but wait, there's more. So we have to go to the ABC at Ultimo. It's a big day. This is like one of those career-defining moments for us. So we go, all right, so excited. And I couldn't stop the vomiting and I was very, very sick. And I tried to go to what it used to be called the Craven, which is up at the old Valhalla on Glee Point Road to go and get some breakfast. I got there, I ate something, it was gone. That didn't work out. But on the way when I was walking up, I was so hungover, I was walking up this massively steep hill. And I turned to Rosso, my brother, who was with me as well, and I said, boys, I can't get up the hill. And I just fell into a gutter. I laid in a gutter and vomit was just pouring into my mouth.
Oh, no.
And a guy who was hosing his driveway came out with the hose and hosed me away. He saw me. He just thought I was like some junkie. He hosed my face until I got up and I just ran up. Anyway.
That's a low moment.
Wait.
And that was the first time he met Lawrence Mooney.
Proper alcohol poisoning. I'm not in a good way. We were supposed to be at Triple J. We said, I'm going to be at Triple J at 5 o'clock because we're going on air. It's going to be a big thing. We're going to spend a whole hour. You know, this is a time to impress the industry.
Yep. Big moment. Big life moment.
So we get there at 5 and they go, hey guys, how you going? We go, good, good. I've slightly recovered here. Mm. And they go, you're an hour late. And we went, what?
Oh,
and they went,
stop it.
And they went, and I went, oh, that's right. Sorry, it was 4. It was 4 o'clock. We were meant to be there. We were an hour late. Oh. Reeked of alcohol. And somebody brought in a bottle of champagne. Oh. And it was Judith Lucy and Helen Razor's last day on air. And they said, would you like a glass of wine? And I said, it can't get any worse.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh. Oh, no.
Then I said something on air. I can't even remember what it was. It was so outrageous. Like the kind of, I don't know.
Stuff we talk about every day here. Yeah.
And I watched everybody's faces go into shock in the studio. And I went, I've just ruined any chance that we would ever have of getting a job here because I've just said something so dumb. And I went, I don't have any filter. I'm hungover. This has all gone horribly wrong. And I went, oh, alcohol poisoning, an hour late. Everything's gone. I walked out. And I heard that apparently the bosses that day saw us, heard that. And that's when they decided to give us drive on Triple J.
Oh, God.
Wow.
So there's a message there for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And?
Be an irresponsible dickhead.
Yes.
And then go into a radio station.
Well, there you go.
Sash, we've brought a bottle of champagne for you here. No, we don't really have a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, we do.
So I'm going to get a really amazing job if the size of the hangover your story is
saying.
Representative of, you know.
If I was you, I would go and buy a Powerball ticket. That's what you need to do.
Now, thankfully, you two only have to speak with these hangovers, but I'm sure that 12353, other people have had to do slightly more difficult jobs.
Yes, yes. 12353, give us a call. What's the most difficult thing you've had to do hungover? Because I think looking after kids is not easy.
No, that's, yeah.
The hardest thing for Sash has been pronouncing postacoglu.
Mm.
Flying on a plane. Oh, I can't handle
do that.
Being hungover. Radio, piece of piss. Just,
you know, I mean, speaking, I am finding speaking a little bit difficult today, so.
I can't believe you've got a bin in front of you. Just
I celebrated for all your listeners who couldn't be there
Sash,
last night.
You're a gem. Thank you so much. Here comes the money. Sorry, I think you've forgotten the bit where you give me some money.
Because someone has to pay Merrick's salary. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Over the years, the Chaser has gone to war with Well, everyone.
Now in our new podcast, we've joined with Border Force and ASIO to interrogate the scum that threaten our way of life.
Writers, thinkers, and worst of all, comedians.
Extreme Vetting with the Chaser. If you like comedy or national security, catch us on Podcast One. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Barely hanging in, some of us. I'm okay. Sasha Tenick is not too well today. You've got a bit of colour in your face now. I just ducked out to the bathroom. Yeah. I didn't have a spew. But did you have one in here in the bin?
That's because I was probably leaning over and the blood was rushing to my head. You shouldn't be feeling good. You're not feeling as good as you're making.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I spent the tour and had a bit of a helper.
Can I, Sash? No, joking. No, he's not feeling that great. 11:55, the text message from Merrick Watts.
It's a private message.
I am still struggling. Half an hour later, give me 10. next message. Okay, we just need one talk break. We'll figure that out when I get in at about 3 o'clock.
That was from yesterday. Oh. That's pretty standard. Taking a course, 133353, what's the most difficult thing you've had to do with a hangover? Got Christian and Camden. G'day.
How are you guys?
Very good, mate. Hey, what have you had to do?
After several beverages, my hangover was somewhere between Robert Allenby in Hawaii and Sasha Tenick at the moment. And I had to turn up to work the next day and stand in front of an auction cart for 8 hours in 35-degree heat.
No.
And have the speakers bellowing in my ears and serving customers and making sure everyone was happy.
Oh, that is bad.
Yeah, because anything that's kind of like anything that assaults your senses, so if it's a smell or if it's a noise, then you, like if you had to do 8 hours in a fish market with a hangover.
Oh, Merrick.
How would you do that?
About the fish
or at
market.
An abattoir. Oh. Why would you do that? Not trying to make you feel sick. Hot tuna milkshakes. Sean in Sean in Campbelltown. Hello, mate.
How you going, Mezzy?
Very good, mate. Most difficult thing you've had to do with a hangover?
Rock up to work, massive hangover as a pest control tech. First job of the morning is check a rat trap.
Oh, dead rat.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty, guys. The rat trap wasn't pretty, and the results of that wasn't pretty at all, guys.
Oh,
wow.
That's a shocker.
Oh, this is only getting better. Who are we going to hear?
We got Matt in Asquith.
Maddie? Hello, mate.
G'day. I used to be a toolmaker, and I had to run a moulding machine, and I wasn't quick enough to keep it running, burnt the material, which was PVC, and saw me have to evacuate the two adjoining units because of the smell that PVC releases when it burns.
Swear to God, Maddie, I thought you were going to say you degloved yourself. I thought we were going to have one last degloving story.
Take your hand off.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, hang on a second. Maddie has degloved himself.
Oh, yeah. And that smell, that burning smell too, apart from the evacuation.
Yeah, and the fact that he burnt down a block. Tony in Ryde, g'day, mate.
Hey, Maddie, how are you?
Yeah, very good, mate. What's the toughest thing you've had to do with a hangover?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago to buy a 6-burner barbecue in the post-Christmas sales and construct it from scratch at 30 degrees. concentration and dexterity were required and both were lacking.
Yeah,
that is actual torture.
Yeah,
that's tough.
A one-hour job that took about 6 hours to complete. So.
Oh, just so. I couldn't think of anything worse than like having to, like building something is one thing, but if it was an electrical thing, like, you know, like had to program or get leads and cables, like, you know, any of that kind of home entertainment stuff just does my
mind.
And
when you're in that state as well, the last thing you really feel like doing is eating and he's building a barbecue. Like, it's just like, well, I don't want to use this. I don't want to think about food or drink.
And at the end of it, leading yourself there. Scott in Coogee. G'day, mate.
Hey, how you going? Sorry to see you go, mate.
Oh, thank you.
Make my journey on the M5 a lot better.
Well, something's got to, and it's not going to be our government. So if you want to call me a hero, sure. Thanks, Scotty.
Yeah, natural birth center, the birth of her first child, waking up at 4 in the morning. Taking the boy and the wife up to the...
There's nothing like a big breakfast.
I've had 2 more weeks.
Yeah, there's nothing like...
Sorry.
No, Scotty, go on.
There was 2 more weeks to go before the due date, so I thought, okay, I'll make the most of it. No. And I still hear about it today.
Yeah, so you tied one on, and then you're in the birthing suite, and then, as we all know, Sash, you've got kids, you know this, that after birth, you've got afterbirth, and it is very difficult, if you've got a hangover, to eat your wife's placenta. And we've lost Sasha Tanner. Merrickville here on Triple M for the very last time, not the last
half hour ever.
Yeah, that's right. The Ashes will be kicking off tomorrow, which is why I'm kind of making an early exit for the year.
You're keeping it together.
What do you mean?
I can tell you're emotional. You're a little bit wounded from last night.
Oh, you're still a bit hungover.
You're holding it together.
Mate, none of the songs are going to make me cry. If you play Enya, sail away, sail away, sail away, I'll laugh, but I won't cry. I won't cry. Speaking of songs, though, Liam has obviously been trying to make sad songs to make me cry to show some emotion. But I think, you know, the modern thing to do is just push your emotions down and just... That is the worst advice, isn't it? What do I care?
Your autobiography is going to be just remarkably boring because you won't be able to admit to how you felt about anything during your career.
What about some of the highlights? Ah, they're all good. Do you want to talk about some of the lowlights, Merrick? Ah, they're all good.
Merrick's
a book. That's Merrick's book. Ah, it's all good.
Ah, it's all good. Feelings from deep down, the Merrick Watts story.
Don't talk about my pain. One of the things about broadcasting here at Triple M is my family listen to the show, and I know a lot of people's families do. I would let them if I were you. And sometimes, you know, you've got to be conscious of what you say because there's little ears around. And it finally, on my last day, has come back to bite me in the ass.
What's happened?
During the news bulletin, I was talking about a kid who found some handcuffs in his mother's bedside drawer and he put them on his hands. And I said, the funny thing is, he also walked out with a pair of vibrators on his feet.
Okay.
And then I also said dildos as well.
Yeah. Which doesn't make sense because I don't think there are those dildos that you can put your feet in.
Oh, steady on.
So what's happened?
He's listening. So then I get a message from my wife.
Yeah.
And I never get in trouble. My missus is pretty good, you know. But I get a message that says, Mum, what are vibrators? I presume my five-year-old daughter has asked my wife to explain, her mother, to explain what they are. And she wrote back, I said, because I wrote back straight away,
okay.
I'm not going to get caught out on this one. I'm not an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote back, overpriced and unnecessary.
Sasha's still in the corner of the studio and she just sighed so was that audibly.
Is that making you feel sick again? And then she wrote, I answered with personal massage device, which is weird. Because my mate Scotty is a masseuse,
and
if he ever gives me a massage, my daughter's going to say, Scotty, are you using the vibrator of my dad? The answer is only if he pays more. Oh, okay, we're running out of... Merrickville. Oh, here we go.
Open all the doors and
Nah,
it's not going to make me cry.
Okay. That's all I've got. I'm out of farewell songs.
All right, Sydney, let's do this. This is the long goodbye. This is the final moment I'll be broadcasting to you from my drive studios here at Triple M. And so I just want to do a couple of quick thanks and hopefully make some of you cry, which would be great. I won't because I don't shed tears because I'm tough. But hopefully you guys will. I'm looking forward to seeing Liam well up at the end of this as well. I'll try to keep it reasonably brief. I'm going to miss very, very much broadcasting here. It's a lot of fun. Doing this job is really not like a job. It is like playing and somebody gives you money to do it. It's ridiculous. They shouldn't pay people to do it. I would talk into a stick for $11 a day if they gave me the opportunity. Oh, don't ever quote me on that. That was a stupid thing to say. Most of all, I'm going to miss the parking pass that I've been afforded here. Parking in the city is extremely expensive. And I've got a parking pass. I can come here whenever I like, and I'm going to have to hand back that pass. And that is going to truly be the most painful part of my 20 years of radio, is handing back that parking pass. It is awesome. It used to be Joey John's parking pass, and then it became mine. And now it's going to become somebody else's. Said I wasn't going to cry about that parking pass, but Jesus, it's bloody good. You try getting a park in the city. Clovermore has not made it easy or cheap. Okay. I have had the best time working here in the last 6 years, and it has gone in the blink of an eye. I'm super grateful to Triple M and to SCA for giving me a microphone to yell into for these past years. And nothing pleases me more, and I mean this very genuinely, to be leaving on such good terms with this company and with the people I work here. Yeah, unfortunately, in show business, it is very, very common to have bad blood and spilt blood when people exit a job. It's truly a great thing to have no animosity or acrimony with anybody here and to be leaving on my own terms. So I'm very, very grateful for the support, particularly that the company has given to me over the years and certainly since I announced that I'd be leaving many months ago. A few quick thank yous to all the staff here. You're all good, particularly the ones whose names I've never bothered to learn. And I just called you mate, like that guy I see in the dunny sometimes. Don't know
you
who
do
you
call
are.
A lot of people knackers around the office.
Knackers, I don't know their names. I've never bothered to learn. You guys are incredibly special to me. To my co-hosts over the years that have allowed me to have so many laughs, Mikey Robbins, Duels, Chris Taylor, Cam Knight, Justin Hamilton, Sam Mack, Dorg Jayasinha, Rachel Corbett, Jules Schiller, great people, and of course, Moon Man, Lawrence Mooney, and anybody else I might have forgotten. There's been so many people who have come in here and shared. And one of the things I've loved is bringing comedians in here so that you could get to experience what they do and get to know new comedians and support them and give them an opportunity to get a bit of airtime so that they can prove to people how much talent they've got. To my newsreader, Sasha Tanik, who is as green as they come. She's like that spew emoji face that you see on your phone. She's like crook. Thank you for coming in, Sash. It has been an absolute pleasure working with you. Very professional, but combined with the fact that you've got a sense of humour is a very rare trait for a newsreader because some of them just don't. To my bosses. Now, I give them heaps, but they have afforded me unparalleled freedom to do my show based on their faith in me as a broadcaster. Mike Fitzpatrick, Dobbo, and the legendary Jamie Angel, who is nowhere near as grumpy as people say, but he does look like life has been incredibly rough on him. Tim, Jen, Bree, Frankie, everybody who helped me bring stupid ideas to life, and the promotions team, always professional, always well done. A big thank you to Dan Ganane and the guys at the DSL crew there for their genuine support of me and of the show. It's a pleasure working alongside guys like that. My producers over the journey, McGilvray, your bloody legend, just popped out a baby. I would never have done that. Well done. Would have hurt a lot going through my pain. Leon. I've never bothered to learn your last name. I don't know how to say it. I think it's Smith, but whatever.
It's Sjögren.
Is it?
Mm.
What kind of stupid name? No wonder I never
Swedish.
Bothered. What is it? Skrotogen. To Leon Skrotogen. Thank you. Maddie Haywood, an audio producer for the show I've worked with for years. Maddie, you are a gifted young man and you have never once complained. We have nothing in common. Maddie White, who's in the studio with me now, my EP, truly been a pleasure to work with you, mate. You are a gun producer, and I look forward to seeing what you do in the future. You have made my job very, very easy, but most of all, fun. Liam, here we go. Don't cry, son. Liam, you've been loyal, dedicated, and professional. One of the things I'm most proud of is seeing you develop into a radio announcer. And you have a huge career in front of you. Your contribution to the show in the last 12 months has made it the most enjoyable show I reckon I've done in 15 years. You've got a bright future in front of you, and I love seeing you broadcast, and I know that you'll be doing more of it, and you deserve to be.
Thank you, mate.
To you, the listeners of the show, and many of all the things that I've done over the years, I've worked at lots of radio stations, and I always think, you know, I like to connect with people, but there is something very, very special about you guys. You're very unique, and I mean that genuinely. I want to thank you a million because you guys share so much. You give. If I ask a stupid question, you go, yeah, I'm down with that. I'll be part of that. You know where the line is. You don't take yourselves too seriously. You're just good people. And I don't think if people listening to the show as faceless people in cars. My whole career, I've always genuinely thought of listeners, you guys, as my friends. And if you've met me, you know that to be true. I hate emotional shit. I really do. So thanks for the laughs. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for caring. I'll catch you next time. Cheers.
That was the Merrickville Catch-Up Podcast.
Make sure you never miss a thing.
Download the Merrickville Catch-Up from the Triple M app.